Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 218 slide. Here is the extracted text from the image, 74. Because the juror, Joe Henning, was not a fair and impartial juror, in that he had a fixed opinion that the defendant was guilty prior to and at the time he was taken on the jury, and was not a fair and impartial and unbiased juror. Affidavits showing that he was not a fair and impartial juror are hereto attached and marked Exhibits E, F, G, and I, and made a part of this motion for new trial. The opinion, conduct, and state of mind of this juror prior to, and at the time of, his selection as a juror shows that the defendant did not have a fair and impartial trial, as provided by the laws and the Constitution of the state, and because of the unfairness and impartiality of this juror, a new trial should be granted, and the court will commit error in not granting it. 75. Because this defendant, as he contends, did not have a fair and impartial jury trial, guaranteed to him under the laws of this state, for the following reasons, to wit, public sentiment seemed to the court to be greatly against him. The courtroom was a small room, and during the argument of the case, so far as the court could find out, every seat in the courtroom was taken, in and without the bar, and the aisles at each end of the courtroom were packed with spectators. The jury, in going from the jury seats to the jury room during the session of the court, and in going to and from the courtroom morning, evening, and noon, were dependent upon passageways made for them by the officers of court. The bar of the courtroom itself was crowded, leaving only a small space to be occupied by counsel in their argument to the jury. The jury box, when occupied by the jury, was enclosed by the crowd sitting and standing in such close proximity thereto that the whispers of the crowd could be heard during a part of the trial. When the court's attention was called to this, he ordered the sheriff to move the crowd back, and this was done. During the argument of the solicitor, Mr. Arnold of counsel for the defense made an objection to the argument of the /35.